This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We welcome in now ABC's Mike DeBusky, the Oscars this weekend. Mike, how are preparations going?
Well, the red carpet has already been rolled out. That happened a few days ago, and voting has closed on February 18th. So about 10 days ago, the sort of winners here have been set since then. Really, it's just been a matter of tabulation, getting all the sets and the various presenters organized ahead of this Sunday's event, which is all set to kick off in Hollywood around 7 p.m. Eastern time. You can watch it on ABC, of course. It's going to be streaming on Hulu for the first time. And it caps a very exciting award season for people who follow this type of thing. At various points throughout this awards season, there have been kind of four different front runners that have been knocked out of contention for various reasons, among them Emilia Perez, the Brutalist, Anora seems to have a lot of momentum going into this Sunday. But really, something that is true across many of the major categories is that this is a race, right? This is a real competition, and we just don't know what's going to happen.
You know what, Mike? I've seen one movie that's been nominated for Best Picture. Lucas hasn't seen any. So
none.
I don't know. If there's a movie to recommend for the weekend, what do you think it is?
Well, what was the movie that you saw?
Wicked.
Oh, you saw Wicked. Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, Wicked, obviously, it was a big box office draw, and kind of many people looked at that movie as like, oh, this is going to get in some audience members that who would not normally watch the Oscars, right? People who are fans of Ariana Grande, people who are fans of Cynthia Erivo, or of some of the other actors who are in that film. I would say, you know, there are many great movies this year. Again, Anora, we mentioned, kind of has some of the momentum going into this Sunday. They picked up a Producers Guild of America Award, a Directors Guild of America Award, Critics' Choice, Indie Spirits. They have some hardware going into Sunday night, and it is a very good movie. It's a movie about a sex worker in New York who falls in love with the heir to a Russian fortune, and things go hilariously awry. It sounds like this sort of dark, sad drama, but it's actually quite funny in parts, and it has an excellent performance in Mikey Madison. She is a relative newcomer but to this sort of scene, but she has picked up a BAFTA award for her performance in this film, also an Indie Spirit Award there. She is challenging Demi Moore, who obviously is a staple of Hollywood, has picked up a lot of awards going into Sunday night. It's really a race between these two actresses for the Best Actress category. A lot of people looking at Demi Moore as this being a moment to kind of award her for a career right in Hollywood. She has been a staple, as we've said, and this might be her time to really hand her an Oscar. Of course, it is ranked choice voting at the Oscars. So if Mikey Madison and Demi Moore split the vote, maybe we could see another actress nab the trophy. Someone like Fernanda Torres, who's been getting a lot of attention for her performance in I'm Still Here, a sort of Brazilian political drama that takes place in the 1970s, would also be a potential avenue. As we said, it's a race, right? That's kind of what makes it exciting to follow.
Oh, it sounds like a real race there. All right. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. Mike DeBusky.
Of course, guys. Take care.
Covering the Oscars Sunday night.